On today's show, Hyundai gives the Elantra a new face. Geely is now the third largest automaker in China. And self-driving startup company Aurora says thanks, but no thanks to Volkswagen. All that and more coming right up on AutoLine Daily. This is AutoLine Daily, the voice of the automotive industry. You know, we keep saying that Li Shufu is the Henry Ford of China. He's the guy who started the Chinese company Geely that went on to buy Volvo from Ford. He also has stakes in Volvo Truck and the company that makes London cabs, and in Lotus, and in Proton, the Malaysian automaker, and in Terrafugia, an American company developing flying cars. And he now owns almost 10% of Daimler. And now, Geely just became the third largest automaker in China, trailing only Volkswagen and General Motors. And that's really saying something about how fast Geely is growing. FCA has been trying to sell Magneti Marelli, its in-house supplier company, but no one came up with a good offer, so it decided to spin it off. But now KKR, the private investment company, is looking into buying it. FCA could probably get a couple of $1 billion by selling it, but it would also get hit with a big tax bill, so spinning Magneti off may still be the best option. In an attempt to bolster its autonomous car effort, Volkswagen recently tried to acquire Aurora, which was founded by former Tesla and Google employees. But Aurora said no thanks, because it wants to remain independent so it can sell its technology to multiple automakers. The two companies already have partners. VW announced at CES this year that it will use Aurora's technology in its cars, but at the same event, Hyundai also announced it will integrate Aurora's system into its Nexo fuel cell vehicle. We're going to take a look at all the updates that Hyundai made to the Elantra right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Hyundai just gave the Elantra a facelift. The front and rear styling were changed to give the car what Hyundai calls a catchy and confident image. We think the front-end graphic kind of reminds us of the new Volkswagen Jetta. Inside, the Elantra gets an 8-inch screen, 1 inch bigger than before, and it gets an optional suite of safety technologies, including automated emergency braking, or AEB. Hyundai offers a number of different models of the Elantra, but the car typically sells for about $20,000. You know, a year ago, some in the financial media were sounding alarms about subprime car buyers defaulting on their car loans. All kinds of hysterical stories bemoaned the fact that automakers relied too heavily on consumers with poor credit ratings. Fast forward to today, there's no problem. Automakers and lenders tightened up their credit standards, and subprime buyers now account for 25% fewer of all borrowers. Another reason for the decline? Consumers have built up their credit scores after taking a bath during the Great Recession. Hyundai launched a refund program if you didn't like your car, and it worked great until car dealers said, that's enough. We'll tell you more right after this.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Last year, Hyundai introduced its Shopper Assurance Program that gave customers the option to return their vehicle within 3 days of purchasing it for a full refund. But Ward's Auto reports number of dealers didn't like it. They hated having to refund the money. So Hyundai revised the program. Dealers can now offer buyers the option to exchange the vehicle they bought for another one, as long as they do it within 3 days of the purchase. Shopper Assurance is a tool created by the company to streamline buying a car by starting the process online before heading to the dealership. Hey, be sure to join us for AutoLine After Hours this afternoon. We'll have Stephen Fry, the chief engineer for the Acura RDX, in the studio, along with an RDX. We'll take a deep dive into how they developed that vehicle and the new technology they introduced. Lindsay Brook from SAE Engineering will also be on the show, and we'll be taking your questions too. So start thinking about what you would like to ask. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thanks for joining us, and please join us again tomorrow.